Hi, this is Tom Winifrith with a Gulf Keystone Bearcast special. I didn't comment on the results on Thursday. I apologise. That was most remiss of me. I wanted a little time to think about them and to have a look at the numbers. And I draw your attention first to the issue of cash. The company says said on Thursday that as at the 8th of April, that would be Wednesday, it had cash excluding the proceeds of the net recent placing of $84.7 million. Now, of course, we don't know what its net trade payables receivables are, so it's a pretty meaningless number, which you'd expect. But I just draw your attention to the fact that the company put out an announcement when it did the recent placing saying that cash as at 30th of March was $1.7 million higher. So, in the space of 8 or 9 days, Gulf Keystone has sent $1.7 million to money heaven. That doesn't strike me as being terribly impressive. One of the problems with Gulf Keystone, of course, is that it's kind of irrelevant what it says about production. Well, of course, it's not irrelevant. But production isn't the key issue with Gulf. It has always had something of a little problemo about getting money in for the oil that it produces. However, I would like to come in on this issue of what actually production is as well, because that's interesting. The company made great play in late December. Was it just after Christmas Day? About how it had achieved its targeted output from the Shaikan field of 40,000 barrels per day. As at the 30th of March, it said output was 35,000 barrels per day, or just about. When we come back to the results announcements on the 9th, we're told it's 37,000 barrels per day. And the statement about what output is going to be is typical Gulf smoke and mirrors here. We're told that production going forward is, and I quote here, achieve stable Shaikan production rates of 40,000 barrels per day, aiming to maintain a daily average of 36,000 barrels of oil per day throughout 2015. Well, it strikes me that if production rates were stable at 40,000 barrels, then the daily average would be 40,000. If the daily average is 36,000, then production rates are patently not stable at 40,000. Again, this is just a sort of sleight of hand in the way that you phrase the press release. The bottom line is, the company managed to bust a gut. It was desperate to show that it would hit 40,000 barrels before the end of the year, and it achieved that. But that was sort of a peak just starting production. It has struggled to maintain those levels, and I suspect that you will find that the battle to maintain production levels at 36,000 barrels per day, i.e. less than the 40,000 barrels per day we were promised would be production during 2016, but the struggle to maintain production levels at 90% of target will be one that absorbs an awful lot of time, energy, and most importantly, cash. The issue of cash is critical to Gulf Keystone. The company says in its statement as of Thursday that it will make decisions on investment in additional production facilities, development wells, and infrastructure required to increase Shaikan production, and it will make a decision regarding early production and development of the Shaikh Adi discovery. Well, yes and no. It will make a decision based on what cash is available. And I put it to you, Gulf Keystone, that is Mr. Andrew Simon, the interim non-executive chairman, because the old chairman walked the plank 8 days ago, that there's not a lot of cash available. You're now down to $84.7 million the day before the results. It's, my guess is that by now, we're on the 11th, you're probably down to 84 million. Plus the net proceeds of the placing, we'll call that another 38 million. But there are some trade payables. You've had prepayments for things. What's your real net cash position? I don't know, 100, 110 million? Net cash. What's your real cash position? My guess is about 100 million. You will have to pay interest costs over the next 12 months of, was it 50 or 60 million? And you don't really appear to be generating any cash from your operations. You certainly aren't. You're burning cash. So in light of that, it seems to me almost inevitable that despite the recent placing, and I've commented on this before, this was a suicide placing by anyone who invested in the equity. Despite the recent placing, you are going to see the company run out of money in about a year's time. Now, if it wants to spunk some more money away on investing in additional production facilities, development wells, infrastructure, bloody, bloody, blah, fine. But where's it going to get it from? Do you have the golden ticket in the Kurdistan National Lottery? I think not. Therefore, whether you say making investment decisions, it's a bit disingenuous. It's not like, are we going to do this or are we going to do that? It's, do we have the cash to do it? And under current circumstances, you do not, Gulf Keystone. It is disingenuous. Now, there are the company has announced it's up for instituted a strategic review. We have discussed this before. If you are a bull of this stock and you've been let out of the asylum today, you would be saying a strategic review means we are either have the assets or the company up for sale, and this is good news for shareholders. If you are a realist, you will remember that Gulf bonds are trading at between 40 and 66 cents in the dollar, depending on the class of bond. The equity is currently valued at 381 million sterling. When bonds trade at such a steep discount, that is telling you that the equity is essentially worthless. If you are a bidder, you have no need to go and pay for the equity. All you need to do is pick up the bonds, and in a year's time, Lucien Myers, we'll get rid of him. Get rid of him, Lucien Myers. It's a constant thing of Bearcast, isn't it? Lucien Myers always calls. He's short of Gulf Keystone, by the way, and he's absolutely right to be. If the bonds are trading at such a discount, you just buy the bonds and wait for the company to default. It won't be a default when it just runs out of money. It will be a default. There will be numerous covenants on the bonds. It's a matter of when. Now, one of the bulls who periodically gets let out of the asylum is Paul Curtis. And it is his assertion that the government of Kurdistan can't afford to let Gulf Keystone go bust or get taken out with equity shareholders losing all their money and the bondholders putting it into play. This is, of course, errant nonsense. The government of Kurdistan, assuming that the government stays in power and there's no ISIL advance, but let's assume the government of Kurdistan stays in power. Of course, it wants to see its oil industry developed. That is to say, it wants to see the assets within Kurdistan developed and more Western capital come in to develop more assets. It will be richer. There will be more money to be stolen or spent on whatever they're going to spend it on. That is all jolly good news. But that doesn't mean to say that they give a flying what's it about the fortunes of small investors in the UK stock market. It would make no difference to the government of Kurdistan whether it is Gulf Keystone developing Shaikan or the Shaikadi discovery or Exxon or Janelle or, in fact, more or less anyone. Indeed, one suspects that the government of Kurdistan would be rather happier were it a bigger company and one with less of a troublesome issue in relation to matters of corporate governance developing the asset. Were the bondholders to put this in play and say, okay, We will effectively transfer control of the assets if we get our money back, screw the equity holders, to Janel or Exxon or something like that. The government of Kurdistan would not give a damn. They would be able to say that the failure of this company, formerly listed on the casino, now listed on the main market, was down to failures of management. It would be able to point to the behaviour of Todd Cazell, who kept on selling all his shares, getting paid a gross salary and missing targets. That would be a very easy thing to spin. I'll tell you what, I'll do it for free for the government of Kurdistan. We can write the press release now. Control of the assets has gone to a responsible company. We're sorry that shareholders in the UK have been wiped out. They should address their inquiries to Mr. Cazell because he bollocks it up. That is the truth. So they don't care about Gulf Keystone shareholders. They do not need continuity for Gulf Keystone. The whole of the world oil industry knows that the position which Gulf Keystone finds itself in now is not down to the government of Kurdistan. It is down to inherent incompetence and greed amongst former managers of this company. That's why it's in a mess. So do you think if Gulf Keystone sees a shareholder wipeout, that is going to change the investment decision of Exxon or Janel or whoever might be supposedly Total, Shell, BP, whoever might be interested, Worthington Group perhaps, you know, they're a global conglomerate. Maybe, you know, it's not going to change their investment decision about whether they go for the assets. But one thing you know they're going to do is they have no need to pay for the equity. You want to get these assets, you buy the bonds. Surely, Paul, you have learnt the lesson from Afrin and from other things. The bond price is right, the equity price, since Gulf Keystone stock is not an institutional play. It is driven by bulletin board morons. They know a hell of a lot less than the guys who analyse and trade the bonds. The bond price is telling you everything. The full year results for Gulf Keystone, the numbers are irrelevant. Whatever Mr. Andrew Simon, the interim non-executive chairman since the last guy walked the plank, says about it being a pivotal year. I mean, he does talk nonsense. A pivotal year. Achieving our objective of producing 40,000 barrels of oil per day by the year end. Well, they did it with a couple of days to spare and promptly the thing went lower. I mean, it's just sort of smoke and mirrors. The reality is, this company may have lost $248 million net last year. I don't really care. The real issue with this company is cash. It's running out. These results do nothing to change it. The horrid and sort of sleazy way that they present the actualities is another reason why I would just avoid the stock. I had been bearish on this from 186 all the way down to the current 39p. I know a lot of people have disagreed with me all along, but not to put too fine a point on it, I've been right and you've been wrong. Well, makes a change, doesn't it? No. Anyhow, I shall be back with a regular Bearcast tomorrow morning. I shall speak to you then. Enjoy the boat race. Come on, Oxford. The city of my birth, the city where I was educated. Come on, Oxford. And obviously the Grand National as well. Have a great weekend.